Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Katrina.
It's exciting to be here.
It's great to have you here. Thank you for wrapping up November with us.
I know. I was thinking about that. I'm really like the wrap of it, which which is very fun.
Works out. It works out. We'll see you on December 31st after this. We have a fun show lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar in a little bit. We'll catch up with our friends from Family Natural Foods, see how things are going over there. Also got a couple of fun things here, Katrina. Let's see. How many hours we spend of our lives untangling holiday lights?
Ooh, that is a good one. That's a good one. We should have a guess before we talk about it, though.
We probably should, yes. We have also some other fun stuff here, some entertainment news, 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to be also joined by our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That's looking forward to that.
Always fun.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, good stories, then I write stories, some entertainment news, and even have a couple local cool things I want to get into with you here. All that coming up. First, I wanted to catch up with you. How have you been? How are things going over at the store?
I've been good. Life's good for me.
Good.
No complaints
there. Family's good. Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Everyone's good. Growing and sassy and fun. And I love them. They're great. they're great. And Family Natural Foods. Let's see. You guys don't want to hear my life. Let's see.
It was all just a setup to ask how the shop is. That's it.
The store is great. We're slowly getting into like some Christmassy decorating and feeling the vibes and everything.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday we put on some Christmas music and Jamie's like, I don't know, they might not like it if we do it. And then this one guy's like, I'm like, can I help you find anything? He's like, nope, just trying to like avoid listening to Christmas music. I'm like, I'm sorry, we did do it a little too soon. So maybe today we won't put it on, everyone. But Christmas-wise, we've got a wonderful, like our fireplace when you walk in, kind of, we have that as a display right now.
Yeah.
And so there's all sorts of different holiday gifts and things like that. Actually, we have this really cool, I need to share this with you because you'll appreciate it. We have Zum soap, which is a goat's milk based soap. Doesn't smell like a goat. It smells like a wonderful, wonderful scent that they come up with. Super fun company out of Missouri and St. Louis, Missouri. And they have a soap they've done for a couple of years, and I never really realized it, but it's called Mazel Zum, because the company is Zum, like Mazel Tov, Mazel Zum.
Oh.
And it's like orange and almond, and it is so good, and the color's awesome.
Okay.
But Zum is such a great stocking stuffer, and on this table of display that I was kind of talking about, there's lots of different like ideas. So, you come in, and you're like, I don't know what to get. Kind of go to the table. It's kind of there for you. It's kind of like, what do you need? Here we are. As well as like our staff is awesome. They always have an idea. So we're just kind of putting little things around the store as little reminders and stocking stuffers and such.
It's really cool. And it's a great place, especially we've been talking a lot about this. And the more we've talked about it, the more I've heard from the audience that people like unique gifts. People like original stuff. And Family Natural Foods, you're going to find that. You're going to find a lot of those things. And you're going to find local made products, Wisconsin products. You're going to be able to put back into the state, put back into the town here, as well as enjoy yourself. Because you cannot have a bad time at Family Natural Foods. It's impossible. You go in there and the vibes, the energy, the smell, everything about it is just so welcoming and so good. Like, you're just going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, we hope. So, thank you.
In the Christmas music thing, you can't win for losing. You really can't. It's Wednesday. So Monday, went to the gas station, had somebody tell me, hey, really love what you guys are doing at WFHR. When you guys are done on the air, I flip over to 105. And I've been really enjoying the music over there and that and everything. And then she leans in and says, and I'm thankful you guys don't play the Christmas music anymore. And I just kind of smirk and went about and everything. And I always treat, most of these situations the same. Thank you for your feedback.
Yeah.
Positive, whatever it is, Yesterday, I'm in a hurry and I'm running around and I'm at the same gas station. And there is somebody in front of me. And they are complaining because there is no Christmas music at 105. It's not the 24 hours.
Yes.
You can't win for losing.
No, you can't.
There's no way you can make everybody happy.
Yes.
I don't think, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that maybe we need to actually have like an official date of when Christmas music can start.
Yeah.
Where we all agree this is like this is it. This is where it starts, December 1st or November 30th, whatever it is. And then we, you know, there's not as well, there's always going to be complaining, but there's not as much maybe.
Very well put. I feel like December 1st is safe. So I knew it was a little risk-taking 2 days ahead. I feel like December 1st is safe. So,
I couldn't agree more.
You know, in hindsight, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
You know, I think you're all right. But December 1st, I think, is a safe bait. So should we just call it just December 1st?
Just going to settle it
we
here,
we decided
James.
It, everybody. We figured it out, everyone. You're welcome.
Yes.
You got that out of the way. Didn't even have to go through all the whole mess of it and everything. What time are you guys open today? Or 9?
We're open at 9.
It is 9. Okay. So you guys are open at 9. Encourage everybody to stop on by 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always also give them a call at 715-423-3120. It's 423-3120. And be sure to look at their not only their Facebook page, their Instagram pages. They have a great website. FamilyNaturalFood.com is the website, FamilyNaturalFood.com. Katrina, we've talked a lot about, with you and Stephen, your brother, about taking over the family business and what that's meant to you guys and how much you've enjoyed it. It seems like, too, one of those things where you walked into it, you... There were things you were looking forward to, things you would enjoy, and then once you start doing the job, realizing, oh, there's so much more to it that I really mean something to me. And it's probably become, even as crazy as may sound, even more of a part of your life than it was when you were a kid growing up there and everything. Mm-hmm. But I had an interesting kind of couple questions come up with some students this weekend, and it got my brain going.
Oh.
And I was thinking about this. I'm gonna bring this up to the rest of the staff and everything, too. But I'm kind of curious. If you could do another job, what would it be? Now, you can't have the job you already have. So there's no giving the answer of, I love my job, I would never give up my job, all that. So it has to be anything other than what you're already currently doing.
Gosh.
If there's something that you've ever, like when you were a kid, was there something you wanted to do?
Do I have to be good at it? Like, can I just
No,
say so?
Not at all. No, that's the fun of this one. Not only that, nobody can prove if you're good at it or not. I could say I'd love to be a professional, a hockey player, and nobody has to know that I can't, my ankles can't handle me skating for very long.
Right? Yeah.
it doesn't matter. It's all imagination.
Right.
I don't. I had a couple of really cool answers from these students, though, because they're all in their, 19 to 21, somewhere in between there.
So are you wanting us all to think about this today? Like, James, like, we all of us on air, you, me, we should really be thinking about, like, what is it that we want to do? And for some of us, we might then take it further and be like, why am I not doing it? Right?
Yeah. I think so. I think so. Especially, we've had this happen over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of, I'm done doing a job. Yeah. I want a career. Or
redefining themselves, really.
Yeah, I'm done working 40 to 50 hours a week doing something I hate to do. I'd rather work, make a little less, and do something I love.
Right.
And I've been blown away by how many people have been able to do that.
Right.
It's one thing to say it. It's another that see so many people doing it and kind of... so many people kind of turning their back on money, if you will. Like, they're not foolish. They're still paying their bills. They're still covering their bases. But they care more about, I want to be able to retire one day, but I want to enjoy my life before then, too.
Right, which I think is very, very valid. How many people do we know that they have these dreams and goals for when they're going to retire, and then, like, their significant other passes. They can't do what they wanted to, or their knees are, like, shot.
Right.
Like, okay, well... Live life now,
right?
Maybe our parents or our grandparents have showed us that. Like, live life now, too. Don't just be a work hound, like, enjoy it now, too.
I think that there's a couple of great examples that we've seen and we've had. I know that personally, I've got some and everything. So it's a nice reminder of it. And it was a fun conversation. But I think the thing that I enjoyed the most about it was that the answers they gave.
Okay.
All of them were there because they want to be entertainers, actors, writers, stand-up comedians, something like that. When I asked them things that they could do, but they can't do that, I had one girl say that she wanted to be an accountant or a mathematician.
Okay.
And another guy who was steadfast, and it seemed like while we were talking about it, he was questioning about whether he wanted to be there or not.
Okay.
He wanted to be a city planner, or I wrote this, city planner or whatever the title is of the person who helps develop neighborhoods.
Sure.
It's like, but it's like, okay. Yeah. This is not. I thought you wanted to be a clown or, you know,
right.
or
mm-hmm.
a football player or something mm-hmm. like that.
Something closer to what you are working with them at.
Mm-hmm. So I started doing a little, you know, digging on this and asking some other people in uh-huh. that age range and everything. This younger generation, they're dreamers. There's plenty of dreamers yeah. out there, but they're so much more like feet on the ground. Much more like, I don't want to say all of them, and I'm not trying to generalize here or anything, but the kids that I'm talking to and the ones that I've ran into and everything, they've really got their head out of the clouds kind mm-hmm. of thing. And that's great. It also made me a little sad. Like, have
some dreams.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay yeah. to dream. It's okay yes. to, you know, have those the goals. Have a dream. Just have a day job while you're going for that mm-hmm. dream.
Absolutely.
Is there anything like when you were a kid, did you always want to work at the shop or mm-hmm. was there other things you wanted to
no.
do?
No, I mean, if you ask my like 12-year-old self, I would have said like a professional soccer player or something
nice.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I think like to answer your question, today times right now, the first thing that came to my mind was something, I don't like the word adventure tourism, but maybe leading groups out. Let's say we're going to go like the Smoky Mountains and we're going to hike yeah. or we're going to camp, we're going to do something, but it's going to be very focused on like we're going to have like sessions, like breakout sessions that you're talking about different health related things or like women's health or like connection, right? I feel mm-hmm. like this world is so disconnected. So I think it'd be something working around like connection and self and just different things like that. But there'd also totally be a food element. Like we'd have to like harvest stuff, but we'd also have like good food. It wouldn't be like crappy camping food. Mm. It'd be good food out there.
Oh, I'm stealing your answer. I want to do that too. I want to that sounds awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I thought about that actually for a little while in school doing something like that. But it's still like true to my heart and I like it.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool to hear that you've been able to have some of that stuff in your current, your real job, you know, mm-hmm. what you're doing yeah. now and stuff that you've been able to incorporate. That would be fun.
Yeah, so what would you do, James?
I love anything that involves, because I was going to immediately say teacher, but I feel like that's not fair because I already do teach.
You do that,
you know?
Yeah,
so that's
true.
I do like the idea of being like a all-in teacher, like just completely, that's all I do, that's what I do is teaching. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of dedicating myself to that and being able to put more time and energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, anything involving traveling,
like
I whether it's you know flying planes or being a you know a flight not a flight attendant probably, but like a travel agent. I know a couple of travel agents, mm-hmm. and two of them that I know. One of the things they do is they will travel to places so that they can talk about it to clients yeah. and things.
Great, and, I have to go travel somewhere.
Yes.
Shoot,
that seems like those kind of jobs seem pretty cool to me. Mm-hmm. Just anything like that that involves. You know, bopping around. My papa was a truck driver for mm-hmm. 40 years, and that kind of work, I've always kind of, I don't know if I romanticize it in my head or I just think that it'd be fun to travel more or bop around like that.
Yeah, if you didn't have to be on such a tight schedule, you know,
yes.
like with that, you could like, okay, well, I'm going to stay here for a couple days and explore here while I'm working too. That's fun.
I think that there's plenty of things. There's so much to do in this world. And there are things that you can do hobby-wise, things you can do where you're just, you know, continuing your education, taking classes at Mid-State.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then there's these kind of things where people just completely shift gears and go into a completely mm-hmm. different realm.
Yeah. Dream a little.
There's no harm in it. There's no harm in it. Have some fun with it.
It's
you
good
never
question.
Know. Yeah. Well, thank you. I thought actually I shouldn't take credit for it because it kind of came up organically with a bunch of students and stuff. But you dream. You never know what you might dream up. So
mm-hmm.
give it a thought. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. It's Katrina and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this November 30th, 2022, last day of November.
Yeah, how do we recap it?
Yeah, there's a lot to recap, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is a blue Christmas. Today is, of course, just reminding everybody, this goes on from November 24th to December 31st. This is a time to, you know, keep in mind all of our hard workers out there and everybody that is working so tirelessly. Decorations are set up. Parties are insured. We know what that means. But Blue Christmas is a holiday dedicated to those who work in the field, giving them an opportunity to be thanked for their service and celebrate Christmas this way. So EMTs, 911 dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, these people. appreciating them.
Sure. So people that maybe are not getting the break because they have to be working that day for us in case something happens. Yeah, absolutely.
National Mason Jar Day.
Oh, I happen to have a mason jar today.
You do.
With some tea.
That's great. Well played. Nicely
done. I didn't even know it.
Way to play into the role. Mason jars are so versatile.
And they've gotten really popular in the last like 10 years. Yeah. I mean, I think they were always popular. And then they got a new wave, right? Because, I mean, I don't know, my grandma, my mom canned. But now it's a whole nother level of mason jarring.
And they also make a great glass just to drink out of, as you know. National Moose Day.
I mean, who doesn't like a moose, James? You know, come on.
Moose are great animals, and they... No, okay, I'm sorry. That's different. Okay, different type of moose. Moose of all kinds is incredibly delicious and rich and a rapturous creation that can be truly perfected by a culinary hero who is the accumulation of a chef and an artist. While dessert moose is the most popular and well-known creations, especially chocolate mousse, not everyone knows that there are actually many different varieties of moose, both savory and sweet, hot and cold. Old National Moose Day celebrates this amazing dish and the artists who create it.
Have you ever had a different kind of mousse?
No. I didn't even know that existed.
Chocolate.
Have you?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I've had it cold. I've had it warm. I feel like mousse. We need to have some mousse today. How do I say it? Mousse.
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 Mousse. Today is a good day for it, too.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying it right, by the way. I have no idea. I feel like I am, but it is good. I can tell you that. May not be able to say it well, but it's very good. Package Protection Day. Ooh. All right. Come on. I don't mean to pick on it or anything, but I mean, some of these national day of... They just trying to fill the calendar out
I
here.
I think so. Just let us have one or two instead of 12, and they're kind of silly ones.
So basically, you know, a day to protect your packages.
Yes. So okay. Tape them, staple them.
Yes.
All the things.
I have actually seen people... Like where you know how you can fold a box, you know, just fold it?
Yep.
I've seen people do that and go to send it in the mail. And I'm like, what are you doing?
No tape, nothing.
Anything like that. That don't do that. Stay home because you're well day.
Mm.
Oh, okay. So hooky day.
Essentially.
It's a shame to waste your day off feeling sick when you finally get some time away from the monotony of the office. Isn't it better to actually enjoy it? Of course it is. And that's the thinking behind stay home because you're well day.
So everybody's going to call up and cancel working today for me because they're going to be like, I feel good. You know?
It's like a senior skip day. It's like, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so I want to just take this a little further. So I get the concept of this, right? I 1 minute I go, oh, okay. But I think about, like, in Europe, they're a little bit more proactive on like, mental health and, like, taking a health day or a well day, essentially. Yeah. And I feel like it's starting to catch on to the United States. Now, I don't know if it needs to have a national day of, but maybe you're allotted, like, a day or two of those within your time off that you can ask off, like instead of it's sick, right? It's like, why are we always focusing on the negative side of things?
Yeah.
I'm not healthy. I'm sick. I'm this. It's like, no, I just need a personal day because I have some things I need to do. Or you know what? I just need to feel better. So I get like both mixed on this, but I think,
I don't like think, the positive twist. I think those are great points. We've got certain laws in place where you have to give people breaks for so many hours they work and things like that. I don't think it would be horrible to have, maybe not every company can give somebody vacation days, but you can have like 2-3 personal days a year, you know, that kind of thing. I would say that you can't just spring it on somebody. Maybe you have to set it up. Maybe, you know, making sure you have somebody to fill your position, that kind of thing. It's not like I can do that.
Be really hard.
But, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. This all adds up to better production.
Mm-hmm.
And you want your workers to be better. You want your workers to be more productive. Well, you can't get anything out of a dry stone. You know, you have to let it. So you can't force make something happen out of nothing.
Absolutely.
You've got to give people a break from time to time. You've got to give people that needed release, if that's what it takes. This seems like especially if like your boss knows about this day. It really, this seems like the worst day to be sick.
Right?
You have a fever. You actually have a cold.
Right? Like, no. Prove it.
That may be coming from a personal place. It actually happened to me when I was a kid.
Okay.
I think it was sixth grade. I was not feeling good, but I wasn't like full blown sick kind of thing. And I happened, there were some times that I did that to my mom, that I did not want to go to school.
Right.
And, played sick and everything.
Yep. Most kids do that.
It's okay. Well, she did not believe me. You're too good of an actor, Jimmy. You're too, this is like sixth grade, seventh grade, something like that. And she's like, no, you're too good. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And I go to school and I got sent home like halfway through because I had a fever. And the guilt, I bet you she still feels guilty for it. The guilt on her face, I can still see it. That's what would happen to me on this one. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that's what would happen.
Absolutely.
National Computer Security Day. These days, electronic devices such as smartphones, tablets, and computers make up an important component of our everyday lives. While communication has become easier and more efficient than ever before, these technological advances have brought with them new concerns about privacy and security. There's even a holiday dedicated to it. It's today.
Nice. Okay. So should we change our passwords today and make sure they're all secure?
Yeah,
right?
That's the first
Something
thing
like
I
that?
Thought of. Yeah. Yeah. It's a and honestly, I don't know how. I mean, you can. I think it's a good idea to go through your browser and delete cookies, get rid of those every once
that's
in a while.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I don't know how many things you can really do.
Just like restarting our devices. How often do we leave things on?
Yes, that's
like
a good
even
one.
A phone. I'll be like, oh, I don't turn it off sometimes until there's a glitch with it. It's like, no, my phone needs a break too.
Yeah.
My phone needs a day, a well day.
A good tip my brother gave me, and my brother used to work at a cell store forever. Whenever you're going into like in and out of town, like you go to Plover or Point or something, come back to Rapids or vice versa or something, it's a good idea to do that to your phone. Your phone will reconnect to the closest tower and have better reception and suck as much of the
data. Okay, cool. That's
and
a good
it gives
tip.
Your it gives your phone a chance to turn off and a chance for you to unplug.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see here. And it is Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
Mm.
Today's the day they light up Rockefeller Center, 30 Rock Plaza. Lighting up your Christmas tree during the winter holidays is an American pastime. One special part of the Christmas season is the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It brings people together and creates beautiful moments for the people and tourists of New York City. I will admit that I am a sucker for this. I think it's beautiful every year when they see it light up and everything. What I like about it, though, what I like about this, or like when they grab the tree for the White House.
Yeah.
The size of these trees.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Where did you get that from?
Yes, yes. Like, it's amazing. Like, I've seen some good-looking trees, but these are immaculate.
That tree was designed for the White House.
Yeah, like the Mercedes of trees and everything. Where'd you find these things? That part I always get a kick out of. I don't know. Have you ever watched the Rockefeller Center lighting?
I have seen it. It's been a while since I've seen it. It's always fun. I mean, even local things that happen here, right? So, like lighting of the lights here and the holiday parades and other communities around there's a little bit of this like magicalness that happens, which is pretty cool.
We've got certain things, seasonal things that happen that we're pretty used to around here that we look forward to every year. And there's so many of those kind of cool things to do. I can't wait until some of them start getting into gear here, kicking into, going.
Mm-hmm.
The Nakusa Christmas is this weekend, and our good friend Heather Sayers is hosting the Christmas Craft Show show at the Nakusa Community Center. This will be December 3rd, 9 to 3. Wanted to make sure to mention that. Also should mention, Santa will be there.
Oh,
that is pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That is going to be awesome. That's pretty cool. So there's things like this going on as well. There's a lot of great traditions, a lot of different things, like Katrina was saying there. There is also something else that I wanted to mention to the audience. We, of course, have been doing the Great Green Bay Giveaway.
Yeah.
We've been having a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to announce a winner. And we're going to do that in the 8 o'clock hour. Actually, we'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll do it then. We'll do it probably, kick off the 9 o'clock hour somewhere in there. But be listening for that because we have our qualifiers and we have our winner of the Green Bay giveaway.
Yes.
And we cannot wait to tell you, but keep on listening.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
Look, you guys know how this works. That's how it always is. That's hey, we're going to give something away. Be listening anytime, sometime between now and the end of the show. And then what do? They wait until the very end of the show to tell you. So we may not wait until the last second, but third hour, that's when we'll get to it. We're still in the first hour here, and we got to get to Melissa's news. We're going to do that right now. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Katrina and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Oh, I like this.
Yeah, right?
Are you listening?
Seth, you're so good.
Yeah, he is. Well done, Seth. Well done. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you at 7:37 on the clock, getting into the Christmas spirit, even though we said that December 1st was the day.
I was just going to say that. Uh-oh. We didn't tell Seth. That's all.
It can't be helped. It can't be helped.
We're okay with it.
It is, not so much a winter wonderland out there right now. Mm-hmm. We'll see what it looks like come Christmas what it might look like later today, in the next couple of days.
I mean, it changes pretty much on the minute here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So the lyrics to Winter Wonderland are about two people falling in love, but a new study found walking in a winter wonderland can also make you fall in love with yourself.
Mm.
Researchers in Poland found walking around in nature while there's snow on the ground can boost your self-esteem and change how you feel about your body.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think of there's this solitude, right? You're in nature just in general, but in, let's call it draped trees with so much snow on it, painting that picture, right? That wonderland. Mm-hmm. I think of it, it's just beautiful and it's more, I don't actually think of myself. I think more of there's more than me to this world.
Yes.
There's so much more. So actually, to me, it takes less self, but more outer awareness. I don't know how to explain it, but
When I was young and I was just starting to learn about the universe and how big it actually is.
Yeah.
There's our galaxy and then there's the universe and all of this. And you it's incredibly cool and interesting. And then you start thinking about it and you especially if you're an overthinker like me, and you start thinking, wow, I am a grain of sand in this whole desert that is a universe and everything. And we're such a small thing in this, and it can feel kind of overwhelming make you question a lot of things. But once I got around to the thought of, oh, I'm a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I get to be a part of all of this. It's not that I'm some small, nut and bolt or whatever in this machine. Mm-hmm. I'm an integral part. We all are. Every one of us is.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. We get to be alive. We get to understand these things. We get to experience this stuff and everything. There's something exciting about it. When I'm about in nature, whether it's going for a hike during the summer or walking around in winter or anything like that, I get back to that feeling, especially if I'm by myself. And I would say probably more so, maybe you go up north and there's some spots, especially in some of our great national parks or our state parks, that are just so quiet. You know, but in winter you really get that
stillness and the quiet.
Yeah,
and
if you get a chance, even in your own backyard, to just stand there and be in that silence in this world that you think about that, and it's such a busy world. And even in a smaller town, you've got industry and vehicles and all these different things. And if you have that moment of quiet, it really. I don't know. I don't know how you can't feel in tune. I don't mean this very hippy-dippy or anything that. I just mean very connected to this world, to the universe, to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good feeling. So I'm with you on that. I never thought about personally, how it affects me. So researchers had young women go on snowy walks through the woods, ask questions about body image before and after, and found it really did make a difference. 40 minutes out there gave them a boost in how much they appreciated their own body and upped their self-esteem. Other studies have found the same things happen around lakes, rivers, and green spaces like forests. So nature in general is good for self-esteem. But it's the first study to show it happens in cold, snowy conditions as well.
Interesting.
Very cool. Okay. Nicely done, Poland.
Yeah,
Nicely done.
So I think about this, like, that's really cool. But maybe somebody doesn't want to focus on, like, self-image and or body image. What could you think about before you start that hike that you are you could just bring that awareness? And so through that hike, you're creating that awareness, whatever it might be, because everybody has, you know, we're all working on our own things, right? They chose with this study self-esteem and body image. But what else can we learn and what other depths can we get to with that nature?
So one of the things that I'll do part of my workout is at least two or three times a week, I'll go for a walk or a run. And before that, I really have to do it's very not easy for me to do it. It doesn't happen all the time. But I really try to clear my head and just focus on the run. Just focus on the walk or just being in the moment or the, you know, the environment around me or whatever it is. And just focus on that and stay on that. And sometimes I'm good at it, sometimes I'm not. I wonder if it would be better doing something like that. I wonder if that would be a good way to go about it.
Well, you can try and report back next time.
I will. I definitely will. I'm definitely going to. I think a lot, this also, I like studies like this where I feel like our grandparents and our parents and, you know, different people, aunts, uncles, would have told us this. Would have said, hey, you know, it feels good to get outside. It feels good.
Right.
Yeah, but now we've got the science to back it up. There's certain phrases that I wonder sometimes, like, oh, I wonder how accurate those were or if they actually, they really didn't know what they were talking about. They just didn't have the science to back it up. We just, oh, that's just something mom and dad says or whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, oh, no, they're right. they're right.
Exactly.
I think that any chance to get people outside enjoying the weather, enjoying, you know, nature in general, is never a bad thing. And
right.
I can't get enough of it in our lives.
And winter gets long. So if you can find something that you can do, you know, maybe it's curling, maybe it's just going out for that walk or trying snowshoeing. Like, it makes winter go by so much faster.
I was just going to say snowshoeing. I was just going to say that because that's one of those ones that seems like it like almost anybody could do.
Yeah.
It does take a little more like energy than, you know, and strength and everything, but it does seem like a fun thing to be able to, and anybody can do.
And NEPCO has great snowshoeing trails and they have cross country ski trails or just walking. Like, a lot of times the snowshoers pad down the trail and then you can just go with your boots and walk on the trails.
Yeah.
So lots of great opportunities.
I did that for my sister one year over when we lived in as kids over by Lake Camelot and everything.
Sure.
I would walk in the snowshoes and she would walk behind me.
Nice.
Because I've got the clown shoes for feet. So I probably didn't even need the snowshoes. I probably could have just walked out there and cleared a path for her with my darn feet. Get outside. That's the end result. Get outside. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better about the world you live in. I do like that study though. Way to go, Poland.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Katrina and James here with you at 7:47 on the clock. How much of our lives do we spend untangling holiday lights? It can be stressful this time of year when it feels like we're running from holiday to holiday and not all of the moments are as memorable as the ones that show up in the photos on social media. You never get the real pictures of things.
No, you never do.
A new survey measured the time spent behind the scenes and found that on average, people spend 34 hours of their lives untangling holiday lights.
34 total of their lives.
In your complete life, you're going to spend 34 hours untangling those dang Christmas lights. I have a friend. He's actually engaged now, so this may not be the case for much longer. I don't know. I've known him for 10 years. He's been single this whole time. Has a nice apartment in Chicago, studio apartment. Gets a tree. He buys new lights every year.
Because he does not want to do it.
Doesn't want to do it. He didn't spend a lot of money on these.
Right,
he buys
very
cheap lights, which, you know, kind of is part of the reason why he has to go through this. But it's the most ridiculous thing that he does. Like, there's easier ways to do this.
Right, or like you can get those things where you wrap it around it so you don't have to create your own wrap.
There's a million different ways.
Yes.
So here are some other results that came out of this study. We spend more than 2 days of our lives decorating Christmas trees. Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, I would have thought
more.
Yeah, yes, definitely. A day and a half picking up our vacuuming pine needles from living trees. Yes.
I also thought more.
Yeah, yeah. 2.5 years planning and preparing the main holiday meal. Wow.
Yeah.
2.5 years planning and preparing main holiday meals.
Well, that some people plan for a long time.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and wow. With more people, you're going to have more food. Mm-hmm. It's going to take more time. Yeah.
And we're just talking about like Christmas holiday season, right? We're not talking about like Easter and, you know, 4th of July, etc.
This is just Christmas.
Okay.
Just focused on that. Are you a, do you have a real tree or a fake tree?
Real tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the real trees. Mm-hmm. I prefer those. We've had both at our house. We've had both, but yeah, those are great.
Do you have one set up yet?
No. Mm-hmm. Do not. No.
Not until December 1st.
Now you're right.
With that Christmas music. Then.
Gotta make it. You should start right. You can wait until midnight. Right at midnight, you start working on
right.
it. And 164 weeks or just over 3 years preparing for guests to arrive. That's kind of funny.
Wow.
No, so they're saying that involves the cleaning and tidying up and all that, too. I was going to say, like, literally just sitting there waiting for them to show up.
I was going to have you read it again, and then after you said it, I was like, oh, okay, they're preparing, right? They're vacuuming.
They got the dishes out,
all the stuff.
That is daunting to think of the idea of just sitting there waiting that long, though.
Right.
That's too much. I mean, all this makes sense to me. I don't know what I spend or my family spends the most time on. I would probably say decorating the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure a lot of families do this, where you get to put up the ornaments you made over the years mm-hmm. in school and stuff.
Yep.
Mom wants you to put those up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Certain ones can go in the back because they're not the greatest.
Right. Like, this one's falling apart. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That used to be when all of us were in town here and everything, that used to be something that we all got together to do. And
nice.
That was a fun one. That was a good one.
That is fun.
For Thanksgiving, with having my oldest Bria over, she brought her fiance Matt, and we found out that Matt loves Christmas, like
okay.
big time Christmas fan. He found out that my mother is a huge Christmas fan.
Oh yes,
and it's so funny because I've been telling this joke forever, and I don't get to see it like the first time hit somebody's face in their mind at first. They're like, yeah, this is my Jewish mother who loves Christmas.
Uh huh.
And just let that sit there for a second when it dawns on them, and I get to see it hit Matt and everything. It was hilarious. And so those two have a bonding now. Those two are going to go.
Nice
ahead and
that they're going to like decorate the Christmas tree this year together.
Probably won't even need me. Probably won't even
right.
The other thing about it too was I was usually my dad would pick up my sister and let her put the star on the tree sometimes,
sure.
but especially once those days were done,
mm-hmm.
it was always the tall guy that was my job.
Yeah.
I didn't get to do much. I got to hang up the lights on the top of the tree
mm-hmm.
and put the star on the top of the tree, and
mm-hmm.
then that was pretty much done after
That's
that.
Great.
I could eat Christmas cookies.
That's awesome. Okay, have you seen, this is totally related but also a little bit of a tangent,
mm-hmm.
have you seen those recreated photos where like there's a picture of, let's say, you and your grandpa or you and your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, wouldn't it have been funny if there was a picture of your sister putting the star up and your dad's carrying, like lifting her, and if you guys recreated it right now?
Oh, that'd be great.
And like, oh man, my sister was like, we should do this, and she sent a photo of like Steven and myself and her doing something, and we're like, okay, yep, I think I have that same shirt still.
Nice. Those are one of my favorite things. I love seeing those.
Mm.
Especially how good these people make them. There was where the youngest was a baby and the dad's holding him and he's making this face.
Yes.
And so the older man made the same face. He like got it perfect.
Right.
It's like, geez, these guys are
practice.
Yeah. Those never get old to me. Those
man.
Are great.
Mm-hmm.
What about, are there anything that you guys go all like above and beyond with as far as holiday decorations or any of this kind of stuff?
Gosh, no. I'm trying to think. My little family of four, not really. I feel like we're just kind of creating what that looks like because they're little still. Like a few years, we were just being lazy and we didn't even get a tree. We were just like, we're going to decorate around our house. So we just took ornaments and we just put them around our house.
Perfect.
And it was great. It worked out.
Yeah.
But my family just growing up, no, it was, you know, like a special, you know, you kind of get together that night and you put Christmas ornaments up until we all get tired of it. My mom continues her sweet little soul and continues putting it up. But no, there's nothing that we get like super decked out on. I'm trying to think of, I can't.
Yeah, we don't really have anything. I mean, I would say that we like the Christmas tree. That's mm-hmm. the one that we probably go all in on. I will say my mom, and this has waned down a little bit over the years, but she's still pretty. We're still pretty militant about it. You will walk into that house one day, and it's just a normal house. Mm-hmm. You'll walk in the next day, and it looks like Christmas, like Santa Claus sneezed. Like there's just Christmas stuff everywhere. It's nice. Everywhere, and you actually have to dodge Christmas things. Like uh-huh. this taller
people. Mistletoe's hitting me again.
Yeah, there's during Halloween, she has these little ghosts that hang from the ceiling and everything, and you have to avoid them. Now it's usually like a. Mistletoe, I'm sure, but like other like snowflakes sure. and that kind of stuff. She loves the things hanging from the ceiling, mm-hmm. Which is just a nightmare for tall people with big hair.
Right? So does your family put up like Christmas lights outside or are you more of an inside? It's like the sneeze inside, like
more
you said,
inside,
right?
Okay. More inside. Actually, I don't know if we've ever had Christmas lights outside. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I think that's mainly because my father, who knows what would happen to my father. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that would end. I really don't. I don't know how well that would end. I don't.
We want to keep him safe. Stay inside.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that the whole reason behind that is just because my mother doesn't trust my dad out there doing these kind of things.
Yeah, we never were into doing Christmas lights outside really much either.
I had a fun couple of local things I came across, Katrina, and I thought would be fun to do. This one is really interesting, though, and I don't know if this is, forgive me if this is like a famous place and I just don't know about it.
Okay.
But if it's not, I can't understand why it isn't. Susan and Norbert Callinan had one question stuck in their minds. What would it be like to put a bed in the woods protected from the elements? And then they did. The glass house at Anyway Place, sitting on 80 rolling acres in Wisconsin, driftless area, mm-hmm. puts a transparent line between its guests and nature. Cool. Quote, we wanted to provide a place where our guests could feel and absorb the sounds and changing light of nature from the moment they arrived throughout the sights and sounds of first light to night light. With 360-degree floor-to-ceiling windows, a glass fireplace, air conditioning, a queen-size bed, a kitchenette, a detached full bath, accessed via a short wooden walkway through the house, it's a definitive leap from forward from glamping while still retaining the vulnerability of being in nature. I'm just going to show Katrina a little picture of this here.
Oh, yeah.
And this is in Wisconsin.
Nice. So, yeah, this is driftless over by, like, Viroqua area.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I couldn't place where it was. Thank
by
you.
The Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. It looks
gorgeous. So it's a lot of windows. There still is some wooden frames to it, but there's a mm-hmm. lot of windows that you definitely have the element of feeling like you're outside. Looks beautiful.
It's, you know, certainly it's like, you know, like you would expect. It's just one floor.
Yeah. Which is simple, right? You don't need a lot when you're trying to be outside or you're trying to be connected to nature. Like, why be distracted by so many different things?
Reminds me of a studio apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Just very open concept.
In the
and
woods,
everything.
Though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. The word glamping wasn't around when we first opened the glass house in 2005, but it certainly encompasses the experience for that cabin, says Norbert. And like glamping, the experience changes across seasons. Opening in early spring, the house first guests have long views into the surrounding trees and landscape, the colonists explain. As summer approaches, the view becomes increasingly intimate, a drop in a dense forest, nothing but trees, hooting barring owls and chirping crickets, and the light of the moon. And the glass house dawn to dusk light to night experience has been so well received, the Callinans knew they hit on something worth replicating. Skewing towards large groups and offering even more luxury and space, the meadow house, woodland house, and hillside cabin also incorporate heavy glass elements and fully equipped kitchens, wood stoves, fireplaces, Wi-Fi, and more.
Mm.
Let's see, the quiet, wooded, and unmistakably remote. The seven-site Anyway Place, rebranded from Candlewood Cabins in 2021, sits about 6 miles from Richland Center, a small city roughly 90 minutes from Madison, which we're very familiar with around here.
Yeah.
I just think this is pretty cool. The home was nominated for the James Byrd nominee for the Driftless Cafe.
Cool.
They have, let's see here, looking so they even have a American Players Theater out there. So there's mm-hmm. things to do.
Like, Viroqua is pretty pretty progressive. They've got a lot of little gems over there, and the winding roads to get there are just worth the journey because it's super fun. I remember going over there, and there's all these winding roads. You can stop at like Amish little bakeries, and I mean, it's like an adventure just to get there.
I don't think I've spent a lot of time in that over in that area. I definitely want to now, and mm-hmm. I definitely want to stay at this place.
Right?
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Does not seem like a lot of privacy. But you're out in the middle of the woods, so
yes.
There's that.
Yeah, I wonder if they have blinds or if it's like not an option.
I thank you so much for saying that. I didn't want to say it because I was afraid I'd sound silly. But yeah, I'm curious about that. You do mm-hmm. need some privacy sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't see that, like, nothing is closed off, mm-hmm. and there's got to be a bathroom. And you would yes. like to think that that could be closed off mm-hmm. at the very least. But mm-hmm. I don't know. It does look like a lot of fun. You can read more about it in Travel and Leisure. That's travelandleisure.com. Travelandleisure.com. Travel Wisconsin also has a good article on this one. It's fun and interesting to check out. Be sure to do so. We got some fun and interesting stuff for you to check out coming up. We'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. They'll be joining us. Looking forward to that. We'll get an updated check on our forecast. Then afterwards, of course, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club a little after that. And before the end of the 8 o'clock hour, we will have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to all of that. And who knows what else we can get into. We got Katrina and I together. I mean,
yeah. It's trouble. Watch out.
It's live radio. It's trouble. Who knows what can happen? Listen to find out. Stick around, everybody. We got more great things coming up for you here. And I should mention as well, we will be announcing the winner of the Green Bay giveaway.
Yes.
We'll be doing that in the 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for that coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.